At the end of the last session, lawmakers extended the deadlines for Act 46, the state's school district consolidation law. And as the new November 30th deadline approaches, districts are finishing up their work and preparing for a new round of votes on the merger plans. VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman has more.
I put final on this draft and sent it off to the AOE and then forwarded on to the Board of Education.
When the legislature pushed out the Act 46 deadlines, it was specifically done to help districts like Windham Southeast Supervisory Union finish their plans and schedule information meetings and votes.
Dummerston is first on the 30th of October, then Brattleboro on the 1st of November.
Windham Southeast is one of the districts that will be presenting its plan to the State Board of Education this month in the hopes of holding a vote in front of the November 30th deadline. The Senate and House Education Committees got a lot of input on how the law could be improved, and they tweaked Act 46 a little by extending the deadline and coming up with some new consolidation structures. Donna Russo-Savage is with the Agency of Education, and she says when the State Board meets Tuesday, it will have six new merger proposals from districts that took advantage of the new deadlines and rules.
We could see that there were some regions of the state that were working very hard to figure out a way to go forward and meet the goals of Act 46, and they just needed a little bit more time. And it seemed like a very reasonable thing to give them that time if that was all they needed.
Districts originally had until July 1st before lawmakers pushed back the deadline to November 30th. Russo-Savage says that while the extra breathing room allowed districts to get their proposals together, there are still parts of the state where it will be tough to put a consolidation plan together.
When you step back and look at the entire map of the state, you know, most of those places where a governance merger could bring about positive results have gone forward. It's impossible to predict what the state board is going to do with the districts that have not merged in generally the more rural areas of the state.
If districts don't want to propose a merger, they have until early next year to convince the state board that they can remain independent and provide an equitable education while not hurting taxpayers. The Secretary of Education will come up with a statewide plan, including possibly forcing some mergers among outlying districts in early June. The legislature will be asked to approve the final plan before November 2018. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman.